Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at stopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
The beef cattle industry has been my career, and I hope to see you April 23rd, 24th at the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you. You know, markets, genetics, life, profit, and stress-free cattle handling will all be on the agenda. Learn from the industry's leading experts like Temple Grandin and Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert. Register now at 806-323-9114. 323-9114. 323-9114.
Cattle futures market today rallied 30 to 75 higher on feeder cattle. Live cattle were 50 to 70 higher. The April, the front month, though, was only up 22 at 126.10. There is a snowstorm moving across the northern plains. There are some areas that have already received about 15 to 17 inches of snow. So quite a bit of snow there is going to keep those feedlots in the northern part of the United States wet, as they have been for months, and it doesn't look like in the near future they're going to dry out. So that's a pretty big aspect of today's rally. Also overnight or this morning, we had a export sales report which showed that we exported 90,000 metric tons of pork. That's a record. The bulk of it, 77,000 metric tons of it, came from China. Normally, China is like 3,000 to 4,000 metric tons a week. So that's a ginormous, 15 to 20 times the normal amount of pork exported. But hog futures haven't been all that strong. They opened up really strong currently, or at the close today, they're up about 30 to a dollar. So despite the really strong export report, it really didn't end up being all that bullish for the hogs. And ASF continues to be a bigger and bigger problem.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. It's the Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale, Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. The sale will feature offerings from Brink Angus, Brookshire Farms, Bull Mountain Ranch, MCS Cattle, and others. And Wheeler Farms will offer 80 Hereford and Angus bulls along with 20 Angus open yearling heifers. They're ranch-raised, developed with frontline genetics and performance. For an online catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
The wheat market was higher today. We are 4 to 5 cents higher, both Kansas City and Chicago wheat. Throughout the day, there was talk of Algeria buying up to 330,000 metric tons of wheat, some of it from France. That's their main supplier, but also could be from the United States. They paid an estimated $238 to $239 per ton delivered, so freight included in that. So they're thinking that that might be what's lifting the wheat futures. Corn and beans are both weaker here. Corn down 2 cents. Soybeans are currently down about 6 cents. Both of those under pressure. There was some thought that we could have some planting delays, some additional planting delays due to the snowfall and rainfall going through the northern part of the corn and bean belt. And that will be an issue as we go forward. The futures market, though, isn't going up due to that. Cotton today ended up down 40 to 60 points. Currently, we're having a little bit of pressure put on the stock market. Dow Jones down 82, NASDAQ down about 30, S&P down 6. And then crude oil today down about a dollar a barrel, puts May at 63.52. You also have to keep in mind that we rallied about 40% in the last 2 months. So quite a strong rally here. To be down a dollar really may not be that big of an issue overall. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.